Life often presents us with challenges that leave us feeling ill-equipped. But remember, it's not about having all the answers, but about navigating them with grace and understanding. Welcome to another episode of the Seeds of Transformation podcast with Dr. Alma Johnson. Today, I have joining me life coach, wife, ordained minister, Mrs. Michelle J. Johnson. Let's dig into this topic today of feeling ill-equipped. Let's get started, y'all.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at the Seeds of Transformation podcast, where I have a special guest with me, Michelle Johnson. Michelle, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I'd love to. So again, my name is Michelle Johnson. I am, a lot of things. I am a Christian. I am a licensed minister of the gospel. I work in human services. I am a newly certified life coach. And so, yeah, I do a lot of different things. I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister. I'm an aunt, I'm a friend, and I just love people, and I love you. So it's good to be here and doing this together. I also host a podcast called The Bot Lesson. So yeah, just doing whatever I can to serve the Lord and just live my little sweet, abundant life. So that's who I am.
Awesome, awesome. I've known Michelle for quite a while. Her and my sister grew up together, and just being around my sister, of course, Michelle. And I saw Michelle's podcast, The Bought Lesson. I listened to a couple of the podcasts. I said, I got to have you on. I mean, your podcast and what you're sharing with everyone, The Bought Lesson. I said, okay, there's something there, Lord. And then even before that, I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, show me who I need to speak to about I have a new book coming up, releasing in May. It's Exodus to Unity, Bridging the Gap Between Traditional Christians and Millennials. I said, who can I speak to about these topics that you've given me to share with the people? And Michelle popped up, the bought lesson popped up. And I said, okay, Lord, this is what we're doing. This is where we're going. So our topic today is bridging the gap with understanding. And Michelle herself is a millennial. And I wanted to speak with you, not only because you are, but also because of the bought lesson. I really want to tie that in because I want people to get connected with your podcast because you have a lot of God-given wisdom to share. So with bridging the gap and understanding, even in our previous conversations prior to this, we've both shared and discussed how we may have felt ill-equipped, maybe ill-equipped in what God has given us to do, ill-equipped in our daily lives, ill-equipped in our family. So my question to you is, how did it impact your ability to tackle what it is that you need to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, feeling ill-equipped, it really just hindered me from making a move. I'm just going to be very honest. I grew up in a home where perfection was pretty much the expectation. That was the norm. And so for me, I felt like things had to be in line. Everything had to be right. Everything had to be perfect in order for me to actually progress forward. So when I felt ill-equipped, of course, I felt very, very stagnant. Mm. And part of it was me just feeling that way within myself, but also it was kind of tied into the way I thought things should be. So if I'm ill-equipped, that means that I don't have any qualification and I really don't need to be putting things out there to the public or all of those things. So that is probably the biggest way in which being ill-equipped has impacted me, is just that it has really halted my ability to move, or it has halted my feelings of readiness and ability to move.
Yes, yes. I know with me personally feeling ill-equipped, and I think it's something that we all face we all have been in this walk. And you mentioned something about making a move. And if God has given us this thing to do, we need to know and understand that with Him giving it to us, we have everything we need. We are equipped. And I think that's a tactic of the enemy to make us feel, or to try to say in some way, form, or fashion that you're not good enough. You don't have what you need. You need this. You're not ready yet. But God says to move. When He says move, we need to be ready to move.
Yes.
So, yeah, He's given it to us. Making a move, we just need to make a move. My thing with being ill-equipped was connected to, I feel like, procrastination. Mm-hmm. I heard this a little while ago, maybe a few months ago, that procrastination, excuse me, is like saying that God owes you another time or another moment, another season, that you just spoke about moving, you know, making a move, also aligning with procrastination. So in the moments of procrastination, if you've ever felt that way, how do you typically feel? And what are the strategies that you may have taken on, that you employ to overcome this tendency of procrastination?
Yeah, awesome question and awesome tie-in. I agree that procrastination certainly ties directly into feeling ill-equipped, because even with my wording, you know, per se, with regards to feeling like I'm halted or hindered from my ability to move, that's exactly what it leads to, is procrastination. And so if I don't feel prepared, then I'm not doing anything to get prepared. So when it comes to procrastination, honestly, my resolution is action and accountability.
Okay.
It just is. It's as simple as that. For me, I know that I have a tendency, if I feel ill-equipped and it starts leading towards procrastination, I'm very much more prone to keep those things to myself. I'm not prone to go and seek accountability, right?
Yes.
So for me, a way to overcome that is saying things out loud, especially to close friends and family, who I know will check me about it, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. even with me relaunching my podcast, it's been a long time since I've released an episode and things like that. So even with me coming back into it, I received accountability from a friend of mine who I've spoken to about using her voice and talking to me about using my podcast as a platform to practice using her voice.
Oh.
Of course, at the same time, God was also, He's been telling me, like, you have to relaunch. In January 2024, I knew that was going to be like my deadline. It was as if the Lord was like, you better put something out and you better start getting this thing going by January 2024. And I'm not playing with you. Like, okay. Right? That's kind of how I felt. And then even as I was being vocal about just this call, because I started saying that I was going to relaunch my podcast a while ago. I started saying it. Uh-huh. Then I work for a nonprofit organization, and one of the former alumni of the program that we host, she had listened to my podcast, and she told me, she said, hey, when are you going to come out with another episode? Like, we need more. I'm like, girl, did I tell you? sometimes you don't need to even hear that. But even when it's out there and when you have people around you, there are ways for you to be held accountable by the people in your life. So for me, that's one way that I've been able to overcome procrastination in various areas and ways in which I find myself being able to seek out resources to help me, right? I realize that a lot of times life situations cause me to procrastinate. I feel like other things are a priority, you know, especially even day-to-day living can sometimes seem to be more of a priority than more purposeful things or whatever it is. But seeking accountability through people who I know love me enough to challenge me, they aren't afraid to check me when I'm wrong or when I'm not moving, that helps. And then I would also say, again, along with people knowing and me giving other people permission to hold me accountable, it has to, like, action has to accompany that. There's no way that I'm going to allow the people in my life who love me and whom I trust to keep on saying to me, you need to do this, you need to do that, and then move on it. It's just not likely that it's going to be that way. So I think with procrastination, huge keys, not just for me, but I think this can be relevant for anybody, is accountability in action, period.
Yes, it almost does align with what the Word of God says, that faith without works is, because again, if he's giving you that to do, and we are all in this, we're all in this big pot, I feel like right now together, that if he's given that thing to you to do, and you don't have the faith, he's going to give us everything we need to do what we need to do to prosper and to succeed. I'm so excited for you relaunching, and I'm excited for the accountability in your life with the friends and the people you've been able to speak to. And sometimes I think some of us feel that we may not have that support system, but we do. There's somebody out there, even listening to this podcast. This, I would say, would be, Michelle and I are now your accountability partners because of this podcast, because of this discussion. And still along with this, has there been a specific instance for you where you felt like the procrastination or the feeling of ill-equipped hindered your performance? And what lessons would you say can be learned to better prepare for similar situations in the future, or to help someone listening or watching today?
For sure. I think that there's always a specific instance, right?
Okay.
Always. So I think back to years ago, when I was really coming face to face with the idea that I was a procrastinator.
Oh, okay.
And so
Stop right there. You came to the idea that you were a procrastinator. A lot of us don't. We would never look at ourselves as a procrastinator. I love that.
Yeah.
Continue. So you saw that in yourself. That takes a lot to look at yourself and see that I am procrastinating. That's good. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to be very honest. It was actually your sister who helped me realize it. So we were in college, and I was always a pretty good student. And so I didn't really have to study very much because school wasn't really that challenging for me. I was able to still do what I needed to do without a whole lot of effort. Not that I didn't put in any effort at all. But when I got to college, I realized, I don't really have good study strategies. I don't really know how to study. And I always waited till the last minute to do the assignment. I would push things off, even though I had plenty of time to prepare. I wouldn't take advantage of that time that I had to prepare. And what I noticed is that, especially, as a college freshman, you're enjoying your college experience. Everybody's hanging out. You're meeting new people. And I was just soaking it all up. I enjoyed my college experience. And then I realized that my grades started to dwindle a little bit. Okay. And I just remember thinking, like, how is it that other people are handling their business, but we're all hanging out together? I'm hanging out with the same people, but they're getting their work done and I wasn't. And I realized it was because I was just putting it off until the end. And so it started to affect my performance, even academically, which that's an area I don't play with. And it's an area that even growing up, my parents didn't play about it. So I couldn't. And so even being in classes that didn't seem to be rocket science as a freshman, of course, like none of your classes are really rocket science for me. And so knowing that I was starting to get C's in classes simply because I just wasn't doing my work. I was hanging out. I was spending time with people. And I was procrastinating. That hit me like a ton of bricks.
Wow.
when I thought that I was going to just be able to do things at the last minute, I realized, whoa, there's way more prep that needs to go into this than what I have time for. Mm-hmm. And for me to just do an assignment haphazardly, that still wasn't my thing. Even if I'd wait until the last minute, it would still be quality work. Well, I wasn't producing quality work.
Quality work. Wow.
Yeah. And so that for me was what was used to let me know, like, I am a procrastinator. I just am. And I hated it. But I thought that it would be easy to overcome. It wasn't. I still procrastinate. I have a tendency to still procrastinate. Right. So that's how I know that accountability and action work, because I battled this for years. For years. And that's why I also know my bad habit is to, because I'm ashamed of it, the bad habit is that I tend to avoid accountability, uh-huh. right? So that I can continue to wallow in this procrastination or whatever it might be. But I've also seen over years, time does not stop. It does not slow down. There were things that, like, God was telling me to do in my 20s that I just didn't do. And a lot of it was fear and just feelings of being ill-equipped and feeling inadequate and all these things. But goodness grief, I could have built up the skill set by now. And I didn't. And so now here I am, almost 40, and I'm realizing, if I don't take accountability for my own actions,
okay,
if I don't seek out active accountability, if I don't take action, even small actions, then I'm going to be 60 and still thinking about what I should have done in my 20s. Are you kidding? No, thank you. And I don't think that that pleases God. I don't think that that's me stewarding my gifts well. I don't think that that's me being a good steward of what's been given to me. And so. So for me, this is just a season of the wake-up call, honestly, and I'm digging into accountability more. I'm digging into action more, despite still, because the feelings of inadequacy don't always just go away. You know, the feelings of being ill-equipped don't just go away. There are things now, even with the relaunch and kind of moving into video podcasting as opposed to just audio, there are still some things that I feel very ill-equipped about, and I don't feel as knowledgeable about, but I'm like, I'm only going to learn if I actually take action.
Yes.
What I refuse to do is let procrastination and those feelings of being ill-equipped hinder me now, because I know what they can do. I've lived quite a few years knowing what they can do. Yeah. So now I can at least build a little bit of strategy to overcome that and still push through despite those things.
Yeah. Girl, I feel like we need to have a altar call. It's so much to make us feel these feelings of procrastination, being ill-equipped. And again, God has given us everything we need. This is a lot. And this is something that even my own self, I'm going to go back and listen to, because you gave us so much. God has given you the bought lesson. And in this, you've given us so much. And I'm very, very grateful for you joining me today, Mache. I'm so grateful for the seed of transformation that you've sown for both of us, our viewers and our listeners. And I'm grateful that you noticed that you were a procrastinator. I'm grateful for my sister, Alana, you know, pointing that out. Alana will point some stuff out. She's pointed several things out to me, being the older sister. I'm like, what? Excuse me? I'm the oldest. What are you talking about? So I'm grateful for the accountability partners, our friends, our families, our coworkers, all of those things. And again, for this time that you have spent with us today, for this topic of bridging the gap with understanding. Because if we are to bridge the gap between traditional Christians and millennials, this is a part of it, understanding. And it's not just understanding one side, one way, but there's so much involved in understanding. I just really hope to shed a different light for everyone in bridging gaps, in our understanding, in our knowledge, in our wisdom, and to move when God says move. Michelle, if you don't mind, would you close us out in prayer, please?
I'd love to.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Father in heaven, in the name of your sweet son, Jesus, we're so grateful that you love us enough to bring things to the forefront of our minds. The things that we struggle with, the things that make life hard, but also the things that can make life a little less hard. Thank you, Lord, for people in our lives who hold us accountable, even through their own example. Sometimes it's not even words that are spoken. It's just being able to see how other people live their lives that call us to desire to be accountable, that cause us to want to put ourselves in positions where we do feel more confident in our ability to move forward. So, Father, I pray for myself and my sister Alma and everyone who is listening to this podcast, Lord, just praying that you would help us see the resources that you've put in our faces to help us. I pray that you would help us acknowledge that we can always come to you, whether we're on the mountaintop or in the valley. You, Lord, will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path all the way through. And so we thank you, Lord, for being with us. We ask that you would put us in position to do the things that please you, to live the abundant life that you've called us to. And Lord, we just thank you that we know that if we can't trust anyone else, we can trust you to get glory out of our lives and to do what is good and to make all things work together for our good. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you for this time and ask that you would help us to move forward towards you, always towards you and never away from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Michelle. You know, I'm gonna put it out there right now. Would you mind coming back and joining us again here at the Caesar Transformation Podcast?
It would be
wonderful to have you back.
Yes, it would be
my pleasure. Yeah, your wisdom, what God has given you, is just awesome. I love your spirit. It's just amazing. So I would love for you to join us again here real, real soon. And I would love to continue this conversation on not only bridging the gap with understanding, but there was something in your last podcast, grace and discipline. So I would love to touch on that. So you guys join us back here again at the Seas of Transformation podcast. And we're going to talk about grace and discipline with Michelle. Look forward to seeing you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
When feeling ill-equipped, let's remember to lean on the wisdom found in Scripture. Let's remember to let love, humility, and patience be our compass as we navigate through life's challenges, bridging the gap with grace and understanding. Next week, we're going to have back with us again, Miss Michelle J. Johnson. Our topic will be bridging the gap with grace and discipline. Listen, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Seeds of Transformation podcast. Before you go, take a moment to share your thoughts with a 5-star review and let's connect on social media. Your feedback fuels growth. Until next time, stay inspired and keep growing in all things of God.